Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church of Evington, Virginia. Our church is actually located online, www.crossroadbc.com. We hope that you will join us there online as we share together the Word of God. Our physical location of our campus here is 191 Crossroad Lane, Evington, Virginia. And of course, we are worshiping in our parking lot and using the precautions that are necessary to help us through this pandemic. But I got a question for you. What do you do about the evil that's going on in this world? How do you respond to it? We'll have the answers to that right after we pray. Let's join in prayer right now. Father, we thank you for your grace and love. We thank you for your mercy. And as always, Lord, you are awesome. You are almighty. You're our righteous King. You're our wonderful God. And I pray that you speak to our hearts now. Help us discern the truth, that the truth would set us free, and that we would continue to worship and praise you and to do the assignment that you've given us of sharing this gospel throughout all the world. We ask that you bless us now in our time together. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God everywhere on the internet said, amen. So what would you do about the evil that's happening in our world? I'm quite sure that many of you have read about innocent black men being killed, losing their lives. But here's what God's word tells us. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, a lot of us will read the first part of that, and we'll say, well, okay, you're going to reap what you sow. But we fail to read verse 9 where it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't allow these bad things to dictate what you do and how you respond to life. And I just want to share briefly in this message entitled, Don't Let the Bad Stop the Good. Don't allow the bad things that are happening in this world to stop you from doing that which is right and good. Yes, speak out about it, expose it for what it is, but you cannot cease your work of doing that which God has spoken to you and spoken to your heart and empowered you by the Spirit to do. You've got to continue to do good. There are two things I learned when I grew up in the country. I grew up on a farm, and one of the things that I learned while there on the farm is that the seed will produce after its kind. Any seed that you plant, it's going to grow up, and it's going to produce exactly what you planted. If you plant corn, corn is going to grow up. If you plant lettuce, the lettuce is going to grow up, or beans, or whatever it is that you plant, that will come up. But not only will it come up, it will produce what we call a harvest. So I learned that law that whatever you plant is going to grow. Whatever you plant is going to produce a harvest. Now, there are people today that you might put in two categories, those which are planting good or doing good, and those which are planting evil or doing evil. Whether it's in their attitude, whether it's in the way that they respond to life, you've got the good and the bad, and some might add the ugly. Well, that's the result of either the good or the bad. But we've got to understand this, that if the good is allowing the bad to stop them, or if they spend all of their time responding to the evil, how will we produce a good harvest? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything about the evil. Again, I've said, first thing, expose it. Speak out against it. Let people know that you don't agree with this. If you don't say something, then you are allowing silent consent to rule in your life. And I want to say to those who are not what we might call people of color, I want to say to you that if you are seeing these things and you're not speaking out against it, or at least saying, I don't agree with that, that is wrong, then, ladies and gentlemen, you're really saying, I give consent to this. What happened in Germany in the 1930s is not that evil was about doing what it was doing and the Nazi regime was forming. What happened was there were good people who said nothing. They said nothing. They said nothing as the death squads began to raid people and began to conduct all this evil. They said nothing. And so Adolf Hitler was able to advance his program of evil because no one was really saying a word about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in critical times. We're living in a day now that you've got to call that evil seed for what it is. But do not stop. Listen, do not stop doing good just because of evil. Let me give you an example. This is a silly one, but it's an example. I know that there are bees that are out stinging, and I know that some of them will harm you. But if all I did was look at the bees and look at the things that and the harm that they could produce in people's lives, then I would stop responding to that which is right. I get myself some repellent, and I go on about my business because I know that I have been called by God Almighty to do that which is good. Don't let the bad stop the good. There are people protesting. And actually what they're doing is they're destroying a lot of things in their protesting. Peaceful protests, yes, that is welcome. But to go out and destroy property just because something has happened, listen, now you're sowing seed that you ought not to sow. And you got to rethink your process. You've got to rethink about what you're seeing. The second law that I learned on the farm is not only does seed produce after its kind, but it also produces in proportion to the amount that you sow. In other words, if you sow a little, you're going to reap a little. If you sow a lot, you're going to reap a lot. We're seeing more and more of things being sown today, and people are thinking that you're not going to get a harvest. Well, you are. If you sow a bad attitude, you're going to get evil. If you begin to look at life a different way and said, wait a minute, every person, everything on this planet has been made by God, made for his glory, made for his purpose, then now you're looking at life from a different frame of mind. You're sowing into that, and you're believing that God is at work. And for those of you that are perhaps thinking, well, I got to take up arms and defend myself. Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. Let me tell you something. When you look to God and you pray to him, you're saying to God, vengeance is yours, Lord, not mine. You will repay, saith the Lord. All of us know that God is long-suffering. We know that God is the one that he may permit things to go on for a while. But listen to this. He's the God of eternity. Where will those evil sowers go when they enter into eternity? They're going to stand before God, and he's going to judge them. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, God is long-suffering for the simple reason he wants to give them an opportunity to repent, to turn from their wicked ways, and to start living the life that he has purposed for them. I learned that what you sow is what you reap, but also the amount that you sow will be the harvest of abundance that comes in your life. I'm so glad that when I discovered in my life I was sowing bad seed and that God had given me mercy and grace that I could begin to not stop sowing that and then sow to the Spirit. This verse talks about sowing to the Spirit. When Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians, he was actually saying to them, you have started in the Spirit. You believe that by the grace of God you're free. Why are you going back to now a life of where you feel that works will get you into heaven? That is the focus of the verse. That's what Paul wanted them to realize. And then he said to them, you're going to reap what you sow. If you sow to the law, there's no way that you can reap a harvest of righteousness because the law is what comes into your life and it condemns you. But the grace of God justifies you. And so Paul wanted them to know, you're going to reap what you sow. And you can't stop doing good just because bad or evil has reared its ugly head. You've got to start looking to God and know where your strength comes from. And there might be someone who's watching us right now who's very discouraged, who's looking at all the things that are happening in the world. Maybe other things are happening in your life, such as health, such as finances. A lot of people are struggling right now. You're wondering where your next meal is going to come from. Do you not know that God has not moved from his throne? And if you would look to him, the Lord God Almighty will respond to your need, and he will help you in these evil times. Don't let the bad stop the good. Well, you said, preacher, that's easier said than done. We've looked at these men that have been slain, Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd. We watched as they were just brutally murdered. Yes, we did. But let us remember what we've been called to do. And let us remember our own Savior, who on the cross was brutally murdered. They took his life, and he was innocent. And yes, these men, they may have been in the wrong place at the wrong time, but ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The evil of this world will continue to be evil, but let the righteous of God, those who are born of God, let them stand up and say, wait a minute, we serve a different purpose. We've got a different cause in our life. We're on a different mission. And God has called us to sow seeds of righteousness. God has called us and moved upon our lives that we're to stand up for the kingdom of God Almighty. And, you know, and by the way, let me just say a little bit about the hypocrisy of this age in which we're living in. You know, and people are saying, oh, we want to support our first responders. We want to support the people in our medical community. We want to support the nurses and all of the doctors. And then those same people, understanding that they have said you're going to support the medical community, wear a mask. Wear a mask. You say, well, wait a minute, why should I wear a mask? You wear a mask because it keeps us from spreading the virus. Maybe you've not been impacted by it, but every time you say you support the medical community and you don't wear one of these, what you're doing is speaking hypocrisy because they are depending on you to stop the virus so that they won't have to work so hard. You're going to reap what you sow. This is not about politics. This is about caring for one another. This is about loving each other. This is about me believing in you. I wear a mask because if I've got something, I don't want you to get it. And I wash my hands. Yes, what kind of doctor do you think would go into work on one patient, not wash his hands, go to serve another patient, and then not wash his hands? He's going to be spreading germs. Simple things that we can do to care and love and share with one another. But we've gotten so selfish, so politically divided, that now we've stopped doing what's right because we want to do what we feel. That's not the way that God has created us. God has created us to do that which is good and right and just in his eyes. And if you're not standing for that, then you're taking the wrong side and you're sowing the wrong seed. Let me just share a few thoughts as we close this message, because I know that a lot of people will look at this and they'll say, well, you're on, no, I'm on the side of God. I'm not on this. I'm not on the right. I'm not on the left. I'm on my way to heaven, and I've been signed up with Jesus. This world is not my home. I live in America, but I'm going to glory. I live here. I served in the military. I've done things to support this society, but I'm just a stranger in this world. I'm just a pilgrim, as the old folks would say, I'm just passing through. My home is in glory with Jesus. So how do you look at this? How do you break all of this down? How do you respond to it? And how do you react to the things in this world? And listen to what I'm saying. Corrupt seed will produce the harvest of heartache. Anytime there's corruption, it's going to produce the harvest of heartache. What's being done by some may not be recorded or might not be responded to in their generation, but you better believe in the years to come, your loved ones are going to pay for your sin. And be sure to know what the Bible says, that your sin will find you out. The sins of the fathers will be visited upon the children. The acts that are done to innocent people, God's going to make sure that you pay for that. And so if you're one of those persons that you have done wrong and you know that you've done wrong, you need to repent. By the way, some of you may be wondering, well, I'm better than those folk. Wait a minute. God created us all. God created everything that's on this planet. If you are believing in God and trusting in God and you think that some people are inferior to you, listen, you don't know God. You do not know the creator of heaven and earth. He created everything in love and mercy and grace. And you're one of those, you know, better than the others. We're all in this thing together. And we believe that God one day will come again and redeem those that belong to him. So be aware of this. Corrupt seed will also always produce a harvest of heartaches. But then there are consequences not only by causing this corrupt seed to produce a harvest, but consequences are not always immediate. That's what I say. Consequences of doing wrong is not always immediate. It may not be immediately that the bank robber is caught, but one day he will be caught. And if he's not caught by man or by the justice system of this world, he will be caught by the justice system of God. There's no escape. There's no way out. And unless we sow good seed, ladies and gentlemen, the evil will produce that harvest, and it has some tragic consequences. Though it may not be now. What you sow today will not come up until later on. On the farm, we were amazed that you planted something in the ground, and even sometimes we forgot about it. But lo and behold, it will start to spring up. It will start to come up, and it produced a harvest. And what I'm telling you, don't allow the bad to interrupt the good. Don't let it stop the good that is happening. So here's the point. Sow good seed. And the verse goes on to say, don't be weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you do not faint. Now, we faint when we feel like, well, why am I doing good if everybody else is doing bad? Well, why do I have to live by this law of God if everybody else is breaking it? Well, I just said to you, they're going to reap what they sow. But every time you commit a good act, number one, you are allowing the Spirit of Almighty God to come into you and to direct your path. Remember, you would be sowing bad seeds also were it not for the Spirit of God. You would be out committing all kinds of acts if it weren't for the fact that something now is operating in your life, and the greater power of God has conquered the power of sin in you, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And as you sow that seed, you may not get immediate response. You won't get the applause of the world. People are going to tell you all kinds of things. Why? Because they did it to Jesus. But there's always that day, not only of resurrection, but of reckoning. There's going to be a day of reckoning where God is going to hold people accountable. And he's going to say one by one, what did you do? What did you sow? How did you live? The other thing that happens to us when we allow the Spirit to keep us in this good work, don't be weary in well-doing. Why? Because you will reap if you faint not. The fact that we got to learn, the Holy Spirit has come to equip you. He has come to equip you to sow good seeds. There's goodness in you now because God put it there. And if you don't sow it, then you're denying the power of God. You're saying to God, Lord, I've got it, but I'm not going to use it. I've got good seed, but I'm not going to sow it. You've got to allow God to use you now. He's filled you up for a purpose. You'd be surprised how many people you can share an encouraging word to, and you can say to them, listen, God still loves you. God still cares. You know, I'm wondering how many people called up the families and say, I just want to pray with you. Those that had lost loved ones. And I know there are a lot of people showing their support by protesting, but How many called those mothers and said, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I want you to know that God still loves you and God still cares, and this is in God's hands. We can do a lot to do good. We can destroy this country by destroying one another, or we can stand together for what's right and what's important. Listen, let me tell you something. There's not a soul in this country that has not sinned against God. Not one. All of us need the Savior. And now is the time when we need to call this wicked country to righteousness. And the number one thing that God is angry about is the evil of pride. Everybody just prideful. Humble yourself. This coronavirus has us now humble. That's another reason why I wear this mask. I wear it because I want to humble myself before Almighty God and to tell him, you're in control, not me. He says, whenever I send a plague across the land, if my people would humble themselves, this is what this stands for. It's a sign of humility. It's a sign of saying, listen, until this is over, I'm going to cover myself. In the Old Testament, people would cover their heads as a sign of grieving or as a sign of humility. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the time for you to stick out your chest and boast and go against it. I don't care what they say. I'm going to do what I want. You know what? Keep sowing those seeds. Keep sowing those seeds. But don't be surprised when you get a harvest. Don't be surprised when it comes back. But on the other hand, for those of you that have humbled yourself, and you have said, Lord, have your way. Lord, you do what is right. You be the judge of everything. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You have gained the favor of God. You now have God's attention, and God's going to bless you. The last point I want to close with is, don't allow the bad to stop you from doing good. Continue to pray for this nation. Continue to pray for people that are doing evil. When Jesus was on the cross, and those same ones that had nailed him there, that had put him on the cross, and by the way, at any time, he could have spoken to the nails and commanded them to dissolve. He could have come down from the cross, but he didn't. Why? Because he was bearing our sin. But your Lord and my Lord, when he was on the cross and people were sowing evil at him, he said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Don't allow the bad to stop the good. We got a lot of good people in this country of every color. A lot of good people. One, good people look up to God. Secondly, good people speak against evil wherever you see it. But don't let yourself be preoccupied by the evil. You keep doing good. You keep conducting your life in a righteous way. You keep serving this almighty and awesome God in which we serve. And watch the Spirit of God use you in a powerful way. This is Pastor William Coleman, the Crossroad Baptist Church. Take these things to heart. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your own understanding. We'll see you next week.